we are going to continue looking at Article 3 of the European Convention on Human Rights, which prohibits torture and inhuman and degrading treatment. And we are also going to continue looking at return cases. Instead of examining cases which could be considered individual, at least linked to very particular individual circumstances, we're going to look at what happens when individuals are actually fleeing a situation of general conflict. At the same time as Söhring was decided at Strasbourg, there were many applications coming from Tamils who were fleeing the Sri Lankan government. And the Commission decided to bring 5 applications together and to examine them. They were originating from young men who were saying that they had suffered abuse back in Sri Lanka. They were in the United Kingdom, and the United Kingdom had actually returned them to Sri Lanka. Their lawyers in London were so worried about what had happened to them that they actually decided to follow them and to take the plane to Sri Lanka and to investigate the situation on the ground. What they found out was that 3 of their clients had actually suffered inhuman and degrading treatment, even torture. One might think that in a situation of that kind, where this evidence of inhuman and degrading treatment was accepted by all parties, including the British government, to be credible, it would have been found by the European Court of Human Rights that the return had been contrary to Article 3. This is not what the court ruled, however. The court decided that because it was a situation of general violence, the applicants had not been discriminated against by the Sri Lankan government. In other words, what happened to them could have happened to any other young Tamil man in Sri Lanka. As a result of that, there was no persecution. As a result of that, the court said, Article 3 did not apply. For this finding to be overturned, it took 20 years.